Mark Giles is the Wildfire Information Officer in the high-level forest area. He joins us on the line today. Mark, thank you very much for joining us. 2024's fire season is in the books. How did the season go?
Well, I'm confident in telling you that 2024 was a successful year. By that, I mean that the firefighters and support personnel with Alberta Wildfire, which includes those of the Little Red River Cree Nation and other Indigenous groups, worked closely and effectively with communities and other stakeholders, including industry, as well as our firefighting partners from across Canada and several other countries to contain and control, and in most cases, extinguish the 185 wildfires we've had across the area so far.
What were some of the big issues that had to be dealt with in this fire season? Now, when I'm talking issues, I'm talking maybe things like drones, things like hunters in the later part of the season, things like stubborn fires that gave you a little bit of extra work to do. What were some of the big issues that were handled this year?
Well, drones, you know, are a concern every year. Of course, it's against the law to fly a drone in the vicinity of active wildfires, so we always want to get that out to the public that, you know, drones have a lot of good uses, and but please keep your personal drones or other drones away from wildfires for the safety of everybody, and for our aircraft, we can't operate if we have drones in the area, so that's a big one. Staying away from active wildfires. We had some reports that hunters were in the vicinity of Wildfire 72, which is north of Rainbow Lake up along the BC border a few weeks ago. And so we wanted to communicate strongly that that obviously wasn't a good idea. So we advise everyone, especially hunters, to stay away from wildfire areas. And on that note, of course, if they're out and about and having camping or warming fires, to make sure that they're fully extinguished before they leave, because they do, in fact, sometimes smolder and go throughout the winter and then, of course, become a much bigger problem in the spring. As far as stubborn fires, I mean, we had a lot of fires in the, we can talk about that, in the area this year. The largest in the province, and therefore, of course, in the area, was the number 61, which was part of six fires in the SEMO complex north of the Little Red River Cree Nation. And we've worked with all of our partners over the summer to extinguish one of those fires and put five of them under control.
How gratifying is it that you had a couple of complex fires in the high-level forest area that you were able to get those, you know, as time permitted, to get those into being held and eventually under control status? How gratifying was that?
Well, it's certainly satisfying, especially when you see the preparation that went into play by the province and all about Alberta Wildfire right from the very beginning of the season, in terms of starting the season earlier, hiring earlier, training, and putting our fire crews in place earlier, the increased use of technology, an additional three night vision capable helicopters that, of course, helped us. And so, you know, with the additional firefighters and the increased use of technology, we have been able to, approximately 85% of wildfires this year were contained within 24 hours of being detected. You know, so that has made it even more satisfying. But most importantly, of course, is we are protecting, working together, of course, with communities and all those people I've mentioned, all those groups and partners I've mentioned. We're protecting people, communities, infrastructure, and the environment, lives and livelihoods. And so it's always satisfying to be able to do that as part of a team.
Now we turn our attention forward into the winter months and eventually into the spring of 2025. My biggest question, I guess, would be moving forward here, Mark, how cautious do we need to be, especially, well, not necessarily to label the farmers and ranchers, but certainly the people with open fields or containing open fields, how cautious does everybody have to be with winter burns?
Well, we have to be very cautious because whilst the winter, of course, brings increased moisture generally and cooler temperatures and therefore lower risk, there is still a risk and wildfires do start in the colder months. So So it's really important that we also we look at prevention like we need to do all year. With respect to burns, you know, the permit, the requirement for permits ends tomorrow, and as of November 1st, that's no longer in place for the winter months until the fire season starts up again. Obviously, we still encourage and expect that farmers and others will abide by the same conditions for everybody's safety. So we encourage that their burn piles be clean. By that, I mean free of soil, because soil slows down burning, which causes fires to smolder, and that can mean more smoke and ice fog in colder conditions, which can create hazardous conditions, especially on the road.
Just because the calendar turns to November the 1st and the 2024 season, in this case, for wildfires ends, doesn't mean that the work is finished, especially for crews that are still battling fires. How optimistic are you that everybody is going to be working diligently and working effectively during the winter months? And how much do we need to appreciate the fact that crews are still working into the winter months?
Well, you're right. Crews are still working into the winter months. Obviously, we have less firefighters now, but we do have a winter crew in the area that will be focused on the fires, the active wildfires that are still there. And on that note, I do have very good news as of this morning. I can say that all 12 active wildfires in the high-level forest area are now under control, which means that all wildfires in the province are now under control. As of yesterday, we still had three being held up on the up by the BC border there. So they've moved into the category of under control, and which basically means that they will be extinguished as soon as they can be. That may take some time, but we sometimes it takes throughout the winter to do so. But we continue to focus on that. Last year, we at the beginning of the season, or at least on January 1st, we still had 64 active wildfires from the previous year, which of course was a record breaking year. 2023. There are winter operations ongoing, and to my previous point, anyone out in the backcountry or anyone anywhere in the area generally, we always ask them to stay away from wildfires, and details of where those are can be found on our website and on our app. Our website is wildfire.alberta.ca, and if you download the wildfire app, of course, you can get that information very quickly. And
Mark Giles is a wildfire information officer with the high-level forest area. Mark, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Keith.